Greetings, friend. This is Pastor Bob of Vine Street Christian Church, and today is Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of our daily Lenten devotional series, which I'll be bringing to you every day from here till Easter by way of this audio recording. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be using as our sources two new Lenten devotionals that I found very intriguing and significant. One is by Brian Zond called The Unvarnished Jesus, A Lenten Journey. And the other one is by Joyce Rupp called Jesus, Friend of My Soul. So we're going to be going back and forth between these two sources. And today I'd like to begin with the Joyce Rupp version. Here's the devotion. Ash Wednesday. The One Who Invites. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 39, He said to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. What a difference there is between being obligated to attend a gathering and being free to decline. There is also a difference between a gathering that takes place at a public domain and one within a home environment in which getting acquainted develops more easily. The disciples expressed curiosity about Jesus. He suggested they meet where he was staying so they could get to know him. Where did this revealing conversation take place? And what did they see? Scripture does not give us the particulars of what these seekers experienced, but something truly significant occurred during the time they spent with Jesus. When they left that dwelling place, the hearts of those inquisitive visitors glowed. They decided to commit their future to this man whose spiritual magnetism drew them to him. A similar heartfelt response to come and see awaits us during this Lent. By spending time with the qualities of Jesus, we are able to be more intimately acquainted with his personal traits of goodness. We do so by going where his spirit stays, in the home of our hearts, and in the larger dwelling place of the world. As our hearts ignite with a renewed desire to give ourselves more totally to the abiding love of Jesus, we become credible invitations for others to come and see this divine companion who enthralls us with his beloved presence. Let us pray. Mentor of my life, I stand at the threshold of the Lenten journey, knowing I have the ability to learn from you. I can accept or decline your open invitation to abide attentively in your dwelling place. I desire to set my heart on belonging to you. Today, I accept the invitation to come and see. Amen. Look forward to being with you tomorrow as I'll deliver day 2 of our daily Lenten devotionals.